Okay, so this is my audio diary for the 21st and 22nd of April. Reasons why there's two of these in one will come evident in a minute. I went to work, usual time really, but Claire picked me up, and on Thursday, and got to work. All good. A nice sunny day. When we were walking across to work, I saw a lady and a gent in a BMW who were looking for Mercedes-Benz car park, which was weird because, I mean, like, you know, they've just driven past it. Clearly missed the building, but there you go. Once I told them where it was, I actually said park, which was very strange. So my head wasn't still quite right, which is a bit odd. And then the day, I'd been in track control that day, and went reasonably well in the morning, and then sort of mid-afternoon, getting a bit sort of achy, and I've still got the sort of dull pain in my head, and just not feeling completely right. Was writing some documents and wrote sign ideas, and I spelled ideas with an A rather than an I, which was a bit weird, and sort something up. But mid-late afternoon, they were looking at doing the smart arrows for this weekend, and I needed to see how that worked and operated, and Lee had written up the steps of how it would work. There was potential of that I might need to call it, so I sat in with them to go round and get an idea where it all goes, and it was going reasonably well, but then when we reversed back and we did a little spin round backwards, that freaked me out, and it was no good after that. But Piers was a little bit worried that he'd sort of set me off, but even before then, to be honest, my head wasn't right, so it wasn't that, it was just a small part of it. And got back, and Maro said that I hadn't been right, and other people said that I hadn't been right for a bit, so we thought it was best to go and have a check-up. So we went to St Peter's Hospital, where I went to before, because it had been a certain amount of days now where it was important to get things checked out, even just for peace of mind really. Went to the assessment nurse, who then took me to this doctor, a lovely bloke, and I'd been talking to him about certain things and stuff, and he'd written down that I was slurring my words a bit, had confusion, and he as a recommendation said that I needed to take some time off work, so sort of 5 days off work, so it was doctor's orders really, and that was fine. He also recommended I had a CT scan, which there'll be a picture on here of what one of those looks like in a minute. And just precaution really. Went in there, it was quite scary going into that thing, and the sort of things you see in A&E are terrible, you know, all sorts of people moaning out, and nutters wandering around the waiting room, and stuff like that. So yeah, it was one of the great evening. But I was there from around 6:30 to just before midnight, so it was a long, long time. Busy. Once I had that, got all the all clear from that, and then we came home, and now it's just time to rest. So, got the bandage off, plaster off now. Just got to keep it clean. Yesterday, had a very simple day. Julie went into work, and I've just been messing up at home, so I'm getting better. If I keep it nice and simple and don't do too much, then, as you can hear, my words aren't bad at all. But if I try and do too much and try and think too much, then it goes a little bit odd. But there you go. Hopefully in the next few days that'll get much better. So that was it for yesterday. Just watched some TV, stuff like that, and then in the evening we went to Dan Lisa's for barbecue, just chilled out a little bit, and that was that for those 2 days really. So until next time, goodbye now.